See, she found him asleep on a heated floor. Saw his eyes had signs of crying, but realized not to ask what for. A good first aider, she first made sure he was safe. Then began to explain the complaints of her day.
Little cellist, don't break that wooden neck. It's not selfish to not do all they expect. And my good friend, it's okay to be upset. So loosen your tight grip around that wooden neck.
And held in her intrusive thoughts for fear that the weight of her worries was too much for him to hear. But pressure causes pipes to crack, and now his shoulders drenched in tears. She was so overwhelmed, it was like she hadn't cried in years. And he said even Jesus Christ himself needed help to bear his cross. Please feel free to lean on me if the world becomes too much. He didn't speak a word then, but still felt some sense of purpose. If not to heal her hurting, at least to relieve her burdens.
Little cellist, don't break that wooden neck. It's not selfish to not do all they expect. And my good friend, it's okay to be upset. So loosen your tight grip around that wooden neck.
And she crouched beside him as he lay down again. But this time breathing labored, pins and needles from toes to head. She quelled her anxieties to calm her fading friend. Told him to keep his eyes open, though now he was submerged in ocean. And the ambulance rolled up like his limousine to take him to a place where he reigned supreme. But trade in golden bedpost for a hospital bed. It's like monogrammed jewelry but a plastic name band instead.
Little cellist, don't break that wooden neck. It's not selfish to not do all they expect. And my good friend, it's okay to be upset. So loosen your tight grip around that wooden neck.